Grade 7 Conference, Lecture 22, Creative Writing, Part 2. Steiner indicates that a good way of approaching this subject, which we can see is a volatile one, an important one, and one that sadly often gets sort of short shrift in Waldorf seventh grades. His suggestion is to work with introducing children to writing about wishes, wonder, and surprise. In our video-driven time of PG-13 and R movies seen by many seventh graders, it's hard to imagine these kind of delicate and subtle and almost kind of overly refined feelings could really mean that much to them. And in all honesty, a lot of teachers are sort of deserting this, as well as many of Steiner's other indications, and the idea that it's a bit old-fashioned and not really what today's children can respond to. I would, as always, say, first of all, look and see what Steiner really had to say about this in Stockmeyer. Secondly, just recognize that there may be more to these seemingly overly refined words than we might think, that in a certain way Steiner is really giving the seventh grader a kind of arsenal, some weapons, or at least armor and shields, if you don't want them to be too aggressive, with which to protect themselves against their own astral body. So let me just read something to you from that poet that Steiner admired so greatly, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, Wishes. Goethe said in 1810, nearly 200 years ago, 200 years ago, wow, he goes back a long way, "Our wishes foretell the capacities within us. They are harbingers of what we shall be able to accomplish. What we can do and want to do is projected in our imagination, quite outside ourselves and into the future. We are attracted to what is already ours in secret. Thus, passionate anticipation transforms what is already possible into dreamt for reality." Hey, that's Goethe. Lot there. Notice he too uses the term imagination. What we can do and want to do is projected in our imagination, which Goethe places quite outside of ourselves. As I said a few moments ago, creative writing is not the same thing as imaginative writing. That the children can do when they're younger, because it is outside of themselves and they're outside of themselves. But creative writing now takes that which is imaginative, that which, as it were, is connected to the cosmic or more specifically planetary astral world, and draws it within us. It really is taking our wishes, as it were, are taking the gifts that spiritual beings have given us in the world between death and rebirth, are taking the capacities that spiritual beings have implanted within us in that world. And they are, in a way, giving us a longing to fulfill our karma. So wishing in the Goethean sense, which I think is the sense in which Steiner meant it, is not just, a trip to the mall, or, gosh, wouldn't that new iPhone make me happy, or, what can I get on QVS? It's not just the consumer culture type wishing with which children are all too familiar. It's taking that emotion and really raising it to the level of a feeling. And I would say that this is the salient point about this creative writing block. It is beginning to teach the children the difference between emotions and feelings. We may use those two terms interchangeably, but there are differences. Say, if we think of emotion, emoting, that which, as it were, just rises out of us uncontrollably. Feelings, that which we touch, you know, our life of feeling. We feel something. It has a tangible, tactile quality to it. It's something that we place before us like a sculpture, that we investigate, even objectify. That is the key to this creative writing block. And this is why wish, wonder, and surprise are a very important path that Steiner demarcates. Now, I want to say that I have seen some teachers doing an excellent job working with this block in a very different way. It's become popular to turn it into a poetry writing block, and that the children learn different forms of poetry, the sonnet, the sestina, the haiku, tetrarima, whatever, and learn how to work within those forms and how to create little poems that are meaningful, that mean something to them, that perhaps help them express themselves, but place them in a strict form. Wonderful. This is a very good thing, because here again, we are taking what would otherwise be inchoate, vague, uncontrollable emotion and having to express it in a form. This really allows the child to raise those emotions to the level of feelings. You'd say that the emotions are sort of uncontrollable astrality. Form always comes from the etheric world. So the poems that are in a form really draw on the etheric body's capacity to bridle in and bring some structure to the astral body. So that's a very good way of doing it. And I've also seen more and more, I see, high school teachers, high school English teachers coming down into the grades. If you are so blessed as to have a Waldorf High School on your grounds, they will perhaps come in, not always invited necessarily, but they want to get the kids up to, you know, a good level of language arts, being able to speak coherent English, you know, being able to spell words of more than five or six letters, things like that. So we let the high school teachers come in and take over then in the upper grades. And we get what they give us, and maybe they'll combine a little bit of creative writing with work with wordly wise and other sort of SAT preparation like that. I guess it's kind of obvious. I think it's really better if you do this block, you as the class teacher, who know the children so well and so deeply, that you are really the guardian of this important moment when they start to sublimate, start to raise up, start to rein in and take hold of these sacred forces of, you know, procreation on one level, creation on another level. So whether you choose to do the wish, wonder, surprise path or not, it's so much better if you are the teacher of this block, and let the high school teacher come in and do extra mains or something like that. Now, that Goethe quote, let me read it again. It's so wonderful. Our wishes foretell the capacities within us. They are harbingers of what we shall be able to accomplish. What we can do and want to do is projected in our imagination, quite outside ourselves and into the future. We are attracted to what is already ours in secret. Thus, passionate anticipation transforms what is already possible into dreamt-for reality. Goethe, 1810.